Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
It's time for a post-baby report N4G Podcast. It's been a long time. It's been a long time. And we'll have to see if...
Without a dope beat step, dude.
I know. We'll see if the magic continues, even though nobody's in the same room.
Yeah. How crazy is that?
Yeah, everybody is over the Skype. That's crazy.
Yeah, now we're like all the other podcasts.
Yeah, exactly. But with us we have GambusCon, Pedo Van GambusCon.
Oh! greetings, programs!
The jokes are still the same.
Yeah, the jokes are still the same, and that picture is, it needs to be somewhere.
Yeah, it does.
in a post office, the FBI's top wanted, most wanted.
Oh, yeah.
And also with us we have the Killer Wolverine.
What's up?
And we have the Wombat.
Hey.
So there you go. Alright, so it's been too long since we did this. I don't know what we're doing. So I guess we're going to go to GambusCon's fondling. I mean, I know it's been a while. There's lots of good games going on.
Yeah.
So,
and I actually have quite the list this week.
Bring it on.
This past 2 weeks. Okay, let me bring up my notes. Okay.
Yeah, you can do that. You're on your MacBook, right?
Yeah.
Get out of my face with that.
Come on, Steve Jobs, hook it up.
You know what Mac don't need though? Fucking install updates that take 10 years. That's why I was late. Windows.
Yeah, I concur.
Jesus. You know what Mac don't need either? Flash.
Oh, apparently they're too good for Flash.
Oh, my app. You know what? Get on your Apple bandwagon. Get out of my face. Go ahead, Gambus, with your fondling. I'm tired of this conversation.
Okay. looks like we're off to a great start. On the PSP, I played What Did I Do to Deserve This, My Lord?
And, Part 2.
Actually, it's the sequel to... Holy Invasion of Privacy Badman.
Oh, gotcha. That makes more sense then.
Yes. Yeah. You have no idea.
From what I played of it, it is pretty much the same game. It starts off pretty much identical. But the new version has four new worlds to explore.
A whole new world.
A whole new world. Yeah. So basically it's like four new stages. So that's pretty cool. And also it has some new monsters. Yep. Like multicolored cyclopses.
Oh dude, that's awesome.
Yes.
So when's that review going up so I can have my PSP back?
Either today or tomorrow.
Excellent. Because I have DOA Paradise that I can't play until you give me my... Not that I want to play it, but you know.
I bet you're
going to
play that.
Yeah.
Gem of a game.
Yeah, you say that you don't want to play it, but you're like, oh man, I need that PSP back right now.
Yes, I need to take pictures of Jiggles.
Yes.
What? That sounds like it's someone else's kind of game.
I wouldn't know who that person is. But,
not taking pictures of kids. Hello.
Oh. Wow.
Man.
Just plain wow.
Talk about, never mind.
Uncomfortable.
He's all flustered. Poor bastard.
on the Nintendo Wii, I played Monster Hunter Tri 3.
And, was it necessary to add that much gravity to the 3 part of it?
Yes, I found that it was needed.
Am I just stupid, or is Tri mean 3?
It does.
It does.
But you're
it
still does. Stupid.
But and hey, Italian.
It's the Japanese
too.
God damn it!
It's the Japanese. Just, I mean,
you'd understand if it was called Monster Hunter Linguini.
Dude, I'd play that. That sounds delicious.
Monster Hunter Ball.
Yes. We would have to say it. Monster Hunter Ball.
It's a Monster Hunter.
Yes.
We hunted a monster and make it a meatball out of it. It's
making
good,
me hungry.
Monster.
Stop it. I'm making me hungry. You bet.
You know, I bet a T-Rex would make an awesome meatball.
I bet it probably would. Will it ever get old, us making fun of each other's heritage?
No, probably not.
No, not at all.
My heritage is English, actually.
Yeah, mine too. And German.
And I sound like a hill jack.
What was that?
What was that sound?
Why does somebody have to laugh with the... Like you're in kindergarten or something.
Oh.
But yeah, Monster Hunter Tri 3. It's pretty cool. I still have not played multiplayer. I'm still trucking through the some of the entry level quests that I keep dying. So I mean that's all cool. I mean I'm gonna have to find somebody to play online. Yeah,
I'm really, really, really strongly considering getting that game. So,
you should. You
yeah,
should.
I
and so you we'll, will.
And I will. So we'll have to play some online once I get it.
Most definitely. And what's cool? What's kind of weird about it is I've been listening to a new podcast called Weekend Confirmed. It's run by Garnet Lee. Like it's very similar to One Up Yours, and they've been playing Monster Hunter Tri 3, but it's like they don't even use the Wii. What you may call it, the voice where you're talking into the.
Oh yeah, Wii Speak.
Yeah, Wii Speak. They don't use that. They said they either use 360 or Skype to communicate.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people say that Wii Speak and Tri is kind of broken because the problem is. Say you and I are playing and you have Wii Speak, but I don't. It's not like it is on most systems where if you have a headset and I don't, I can still hear you talking through your headset through my television.
Yeah.
But with Wii Speak, unless you and I both have a Wii Speak system, on Monster Hunter, you can't hear the other person.
Yeah, makes sense, I guess.
I imagine it probably, because, I mean, it's not like everybody out there has Wii Speak, so I imagine it makes it somewhat difficult.
Yeah.
As we hear some kind of monster crunching in the background.
Raw! All right.
I put my microphone up, sorry. I didn't have breakfast.
Let me see here. I did get to play a couple new, one of them's new, a couple iPhone games. These are games that I actually paid for. From now on, if I talk about an iPhone game, I'm not going to talk about a demo unless it really stuck out with me. But I'll mostly talk about games that I purchase so that it doesn't become redundant. I bought a game called Tilt to Live.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's basically Geometry Wars for the iPhone.
Didn't you talk about that 3 weeks ago?
No, he was talking about it at dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad, dude. I'm sorry. Jesus, it's all kind of blurred into one day.
Yeah, I know. How do you think I feel?
The last 2 weeks are like one really big day.
I just remember hearing you talk about it. I'm like, wait.
Yeah, we were all having dinner. Yeah.
Sorry.
And he was
bad.
Like, what's new?
That's cool.
He was playing Plants vs. Zombies at the dinner table. It was like having a kindergartner with us.
Tilt to Live is really awesome, extremely difficult. It's like I said, it's like Geometry Wars for the iPhone, but the twist is you don't actually shoot the enemies. You tilt the iPhone or the iPad Touch. I mean, not iPad Touch, but iPod Touch.
iPad Touch, as opposed to the non-touch version of the iPad.
That's the one I have.
That's taking the world by storm.
It's my Etch-a-Sketch.
But you tilt the device and you got this little cursor, and it looks like a little arrow, so you can tell, you know, which is the front, which is the back, and you tilt the device and you evade enemies that just magically appear either from the side or when you start getting past like the 1 minute mark, they start appearing in circular formations and they start chasing you, and you have to evade them. But at the same time you're doing that, these power-ups just, you know, magically appear, and some of the power-ups, when you hit the power-up, it causes like a little small explosion, which will take out some of the enemies in nearby, and then there's like another power-up, which is like this other ball. You hit it, and about a half second after you hit the power-up, you automatically shoot this big giant like wave beam cannon. So you have to like, when you're like maneuvering around the enemies, you have to strategically be like, okay, I'm going to grab this power up right when these enemies are about ready to get me, so I can explode and take out some enemies, or I'm going to get this big chain of enemies to follow me, because you know they're all after you, so you can get them to follow you, and then hit the other power up, and then quickly turn around just in enough time to shoot the cannon or to shoot the blast wave at the enemies that are chasing you. So it is pretty strategic, and I think my like the longest time that I've survived so far is like a minute and 26 seconds. And I know that's not that much time to play a game, but I heard that if you actually survive up to like 3 minutes, you're like an expert. Because wow. It's like by the time you get to like it really ups the difficulty once you get past like the first minute. You can already tell that, okay, it's getting really tough now. So I can only imagine after like the second minute, it starts doing some really crazy stuff.
Shit just got real.
Yeah, it gets real, real quick. We're talking about just minutes and seconds here. And I played that, and I purchased a game that I've wanted to get around to buying pretty much since I've had the iPhone, and that's Dungeon Hunter. And I talked about this a couple months ago. Dungeon Hunter is basically probably the best Diablo clone that you can get for the iPhone. It's a single player game, but it has a pretty compelling story. You basically play this prince who's about ready to get married, and then the woman that he's about ready to get married to, she all of a sudden gets sick and dies, and then he uses the dark arts to bring her back from the dead, and when she comes back from the dead, she kills him, and then basically,
gratitude for you.
Yes, yeah, because she's powered by the dark side.
So it's like Pet Sematary.
Yes, it's like
what you buy, that ain't what comes back.
So basically, you're brought back to life by by a fairy, and and it's like.
As is often the case.
Yes, it's classic hero Zelda. And we'll get back to that later on. But, your quest is you have to fight a bunch of monsters and end up probably having to kill off your ex-girlfriend when you see her again. So that's kind of. That's kind of a downer, but I want to see where the story is.
That's kind of a downer. She kills
that's
you.
That's kind of a downer.
That's kind of a downer. She kills you. You have to kill her, you know.
That's some people's fantasy, by the way.
Yeah.
That's a real shame.
It is.
Yeah. But I want to see if there's actually a possibility for a good ending, you know, if she maybe comes back and she's good. And I'd like to see the game to the end. So it's a pretty fun game. There's a town where you can, like buy weapons and potions and stuff, and you can talk to people.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I've never heard of that in a game.
Yeah, but
innovation.
It's the full package. It's a really solid single player game. It's, I think it goes for $4 on the App Store.
So I need about $3.50.
Yep.
I need about $3.50.
So
and a full package.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool. And then on Xbox 360,
$3.50.
I played the split second demo. And have any of you gentlemen played it?
Yes.
What do you think?
I thought it was awesome. Great.
Yeah, why don't you save that?
Okay, I'll save it.
Because I played the whole game.
Sweet! Okay.
Did Scooby-Doo just join the show?
I think he did.
Yes.
Yeah. Dude!
Yes. I played Record of Agarest War.
Booby War.
Yes. Lots of cleavage. Lots and lots of cleavage. But, however, it is a really cool game. It's very difficult to get the battle system down pat because it kind of plays, when you first start playing it, when I first started playing it, I was like, geez, this battle system is janky. However, once I got used to it, once I got used to the nuances of the battle system, the move phase, because each turn it basically goes through two phases. There's a move phase and then there's a action phase. The move phase is basically just getting your party into position, whereas the action phase is where you do your attacking, your item usage, spell casting. What's kind of cool though that as a other layer of strategy,
strategery,
is that what I've discovered is that you can actually just move a little bit because each tile that your character moves depletes your ability points, which the ability points use them up when you use an item, you use them up when you attack or when you move. So what I do is I let the enemy come to me. So I let the enemy come to me. Granted, at the same time, it's kind of sort of a disadvantage because the enemy is coming to you. However, at the same time, you do get the upper hand because you're saving your ability points to where you can actually attack the enemy multiple times in the same turn. So, yeah, you could use that as a strategy. So I thought that was pretty sweet. I really liked it. And by the way, there's a review of this game at ztgamedomain.com.
I love the pimp Gambus. I always love when Gambus throws out cheap pimp out there.
.com.
But the last 360 game I played, which I must say, I actually enjoyed quite well. Halo Reach Beta. Yes, have any of you played it?
Yes, I have.
Yes, we have.
Yeah. Did you want to have another round table?
K-Dub, did you ever get a chance to play that at outside of when you were here?
No, I realized I didn't really care. I'd buy it anyway. It's Halo.
There we go. That's the spirit.
Doesn't it end, like, today?
It ended yesterday.
I knew it was relatively recently.
When did it end?
Yesterday.
Oh, that sucks.
That does suck. I was hoping to play a little bit more of it. Crap.
Now you have to wait till the fall.
You know what? You're just a ray of sunshine this morning.
It's what happens when you don't sleep. You know how it rolls.
Yeah, I'm aware.
I figured you would be.
Well, maybe you should get some sleep then.
Well, maybe I should.
Well, maybe you should.
Maybe I will. Good night.
Good night. Sweet dreams.
Wow. What was with the almost brutal laughter there? Sweet dreams. I'm going to kill you later and you don't know it.
I wouldn't be surprised if he rolls up in that van.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
He's going to have that face, too.
It ain't the A-team van, either. It's the M-team. Because he's going to molest you in the van.
Oh, my God.
On to the next game.
Why don't you just talk about Halo Reach Beta and how it's just Halo, and let's move on.
It's not just Halo.
I know. I'm being... Oh, God. You ruined everything.
Ruined everything.
God, why don't you call him a bitch? Jeez, God, you ruined everything. God. Oh.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's Halo with a roll.
Talk about Reach?
Yeah, we'll talk about Halo Reach.
All right.
Cool.
So what?
Yeah.
What did you think of the Gambas?
I loved it. I did. Too. I think the new powers like shield lock, sprinting, which is kind of weird that that's a power, but sprinting the jet pack, you know, stealth camouflage. I think that it just adds a whole other layer to the game.
I agree. I think it's pretty much just what the series needed.
Yes.
The game, it feels enough like Halo that it won't throw off people who are obviously already good at Halo.
Yeah.
It's got enough new things in there to make it feel different than the last couple games, I think.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it feels similar to the Halo 3 multiplayer, it feels different enough that it doesn't feel like a rehash to me.
Yeah. I really thought that the new gameplay element was fantastic. As a matter of fact, a couple times I would use it to my advantage. When I wasn't getting pwned by everybody else, like for instance, I would use stealth camouflage. I would basically hide in plain sight. You know, I wouldn't even hide behind anything. I'd just be like right in the open. You know, just camouflaged, and when somebody run right past me, I would chase them down and take them out.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, that was awesome. And another cool thing that happened was I was getting chased by opposing player. I was getting chased, and I ran around the corner. Right when I ran around the corner, I did shield lock. And when I did shield lock, the person came up to me and was, you know, trying to fire at me, which was, I guess, stupid on their part. And they were actually close to me, which was also stupid on their part. But when my EMP went out, it took out their shield, and then it took out mine too. And then the guy killed me. But right when he killed me, I noticed that one of my teammates actually came up behind him and just took him out like instantly because the guy's shield was already depleted. So I can see the shield lock technique being used as a like an assist, you know, to help other players to easily take out other players.
Yeah, I really like the new assassinations, by the way, speaking of coming up behind people and taking them out.
Yes. It's gratifying. It's kind of like the equivalent to like the Gears of War chainsaw, but not quite as gratifying.
Right.
It's kind of like in that middle ground, but
right.
Because it's Halo and Halo's not that bloody, it's just
right.
kind of like aliens and laser
beams. It's just kind of moderately bloody.
Yeah, it's kind of like Star Wars bloody, where it's just like a little couple drips.
Right.
But played that. That was awesome. I did some computer gaming, some gaming on my Mac. Which is kind of an oxymoron in a way. I installed StarCraft, the original StarCraft, mind you, because I'm gearing up for StarCraft 2, which is going to be sweet.
Because you're not allowed in the beta, because it's not for Mac.
Well, the beta is for Mac, but you have to actually have a Blizzard beta code. However, I have a beta code that has to go through GameStop. And the GameStop route of the beta code only allows you to download PC version.
Yeah, which is junk.
That's sucky for me. But yeah, I've been playing the single player campaign, which, you know, granted it doesn't teach you how to play it, you know, multiplayer wise, but I'm just trying to get used to the actual mechanics of, you know, highlighting characters and you know, mining Vespin gas and the crystals.
You require more Vespin gas.
Yes, I'm just trying to get used to the overall system mechanic navigation of StarCraft, and that's pretty cool. I mean, I've been reminded of how awesome the music is. That game had awesome music. I know that you Zero have played the StarCraft II beta. Would you say that the music is kind of to par with the first one?
Yes, definitely.
Sweet. I can't wait.
There's Scooby-Doo again.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I actually put down $10 on the collector's edition of StarCraft 2.
Why? It only comes with the original StarCraft.
It comes with several other things. It actually comes with the soundtrack.
That you could probably download off the internet for free.
Probably, but I guess I'm just a gentleman when it comes to that.
I prefer the word sucker.
Yes, you could use that term as well. I mean, I like it. I don't buy collector's editions that often, so I just figured that, you know, StarCraft, you know, since it's been over a decade, you know, I might as well. So I did that. And I downloaded Steam for Mac that just became available, I guess, a few days, maybe a week ago or whatnot. I downloaded it because I came across a story that the original Portal game was free to download until the 24th. So if any of our listeners are interested in playing Portal on the computer, you can download it for free for next few days. Awesome game. I didn't play much of it, but played a little bit of it, and runs really nicely on my Mac. Well, it should run nicely, but it does. And
I was
going to
say, what's going on here? You buy a Mac, and we're talking about 10-year-old PC games? I mean, what the hell, man?
Well, Portal's not 10 years old.
No, but it's like 5.
Yeah.
It's not that old.
Yeah, it's like 3.
Well, considering Portal 2's coming out, come on now.
Yeah. But, played a little bit of that. It's pretty sweet. I guess Steam has like only about, has about 21 games that you can get for the Mac. I guess, all Valve's games, like all the Left 4 Deads and Half-Life related titles, are going to be eventually Mac compatible, but they're not right now. So, I guess Portal is the first Valve game, like actual Valve developed game, to be Mac compatible. So, I got it for free. Awesome, loving it. And I actually got to play a game through a browser, mind you, that this is kind of weird. This is a game that I actually wanted to play for the past 28 is hurting my brain right now. 28 years I've wanted to play this game, but it never actually existed until just recently.
And this is some mind trip stuff going on right now.
Yes, this is some mind trip stuff. I played a little game called Space Paranoids. And Space Paranoids is a game that was in the 1982 movie called Tron, which, you know, everybody knows I'm a fan of. Yeah, and you know, it was a game that the main character created, and, you know, you saw it being played at a video arcade in the movie. But Space Paranoids, when it was a part of the Tron arcade machine, it was nothing like how it was depicted in the movie. In the movie, it was actually a 3D environment, whereas, you know, on in the Tron arcade game, it was an overhead 2D, very simplistic, very short timed game. But however, just recently they released the full 3D version of Space Paranoids as a browser game. And I got to play a little bit of it, you know, always wondering, oh, that would be awesome if that was real, you know, since it was basically a fake video game back in the 80s. And it just became available just now. And I must say, it's okay, I guess. It was kind of disappointing. I was hoping it'd be a little bit better, but what's cool about it is that there's actually some viral marketing attached to this game where you can see video footage of the actor who played the character Alan from Tron, who in the video footage is actually playing the character, and he's like announcing at this like press conference that Space Paranoids is now online, and it's kind of like, that's pretty cool. It's pretty cool that they're going to these links to already advertise a movie without actually saying that they're advertising a movie, because they don't say anything like Tron or anything attached to it. It looks like just some kind of press conference, but pretty sweet stuff. I know I'm probably taking up a lot of time. Wow, this is epic. This is epic right here. I got two more games left to talk about briefly. PlayStation 3. Played Super Street Fighter 4. So, what do you guys think?
There was crickets chirping. Awesome. Was like, what was going on?
I think Super Street Fighter 4 is awesome.
You realize the last time we did a show, we had video of you guys playing Super Street Fighter 4.
Yep.
Yeah, but we didn't talk about it.
No, because you guys hadn't played it yet. I talked about it.
Yeah. It's a sweet game.
I think it's great. The only thing I do kind of wish it still had the survival mode and time attack modes from regular what they call vanilla Street Fighter 4. But other than that, I think it's great. I love the fact that you've got multiple ultras now. I think the new characters fit in very, very well. I like the new online modes. I think it's great.
Most definitely. The new characters, Jury's a pretty sweet character. I was, however, disappointed a little bit with the character of Guy, because I felt that he was actually a little bit slower than he was in the Alpha series.
Gotcha.
But that's just a minor gripe, because I really liked using Guy in the Alpha series, but it seems like he just doesn't gel with me on Street Fighter 4. So.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm not huge on him either. So far, easily my favorite of the new, well, I shouldn't say new characters, easily my favorite of the returning characters is Adon. I think he makes a great transition to Street Fighter 4, or to Super Street Fighter 4. I think his moveset is phenomenal. He's definitely my favorite. Him and then Dudley.
Dudley, yes. Dudley is awesome.
Agreed.
Yeah. I played a little bit of that, not as much as I would like, but a little bit. And the last game that I played is something that is really freaking awesome. I really been enjoying it for the past couple days. A little game called 3D Dot Game Heroes. And
how you liking that?
I never thought I would get to play an actual high definition Zelda game thanks to the PlayStation 3. But other than that, it's awesome. It's so Zelda. It is so freaking Zelda. And it actually has a little bit of a Dragon Quest vibe to it as well.
The main character, like in all the videos, I know you can create your own, but the main character in all the videos looks like the main character from Dragon Warrior.
Yes, yes. Along with the little wings on the helmet and everything.
Yep.
I found a picture of Jason. I just put it up on the thing.
You just put it up on the what?
Skype.
Oh. I don't see it. Oh, there it is.
Hmm.
Oh, wow. That is scary. Why did you have to show me that?
What? What kind of picture are you guys looking at, huh?
It's a picture of you when you were Japanese and when you were cosplaying as a girl.
Oh my god. Wow. Holy cow.
Just to erase that from your mind, there you go.
And by the way, since this is my first time ever on Skype, I'm adding people as I go. And John Whitehouse says to say hi to everybody.
Hello, John.
Hey, John, what's up? By the way, the second picture that you sent, that's much better. Yeah,
you're welcome.
I would be forced to agree with that.
Yes.
Now, speaking of Skype, real quick.
Yes.
Has anyone gotten spam?
Yes.
Okay, because that just popped
Skype
up.
Spam?
Saying that my computer is infected with malware, and it said software affected. Windows ME. I'm like, what the fuck?
Actually,
who
I just
Windows ME.
I just got one that said European and Windows American ME. American women are too arrogant for you.
Nice.
Says I need to find a Russian lady.
And her name is Boris.
Boris. Okay.
Yes. Okay. You're high. Yeah. Anyway, Gambus, 3D.GameHeroes.
If you like Zelda, you will love 3D.GameHeroes.
You sound like a commercial during The Price is Right.
That's next on my GameFly list. After I send back the game I've got now, which I haven't even played yet, so I need to play that tonight. But once I send that back, 3D.GameHeroes is next on my list. So I'm hoping they send it to me.
I played it.
You played it?
Yes, I did.
What do you think?
What do you think?
I like it. I mean, I only played it for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
How long is it, by the way? I haven't really heard anything about length.
I don't know.
You haven't beat it yet, but
yeah. I would assume I'm thinking that the main quest is actually going to be a little bit shorter than something like Link to the Past. I think it's going to be a little bit shorter than Link to the Past. It's probably going to be about the same length time to complete as maybe the original Zelda. Even though there's only 6 dungeons in the game, which I've only been playing the first dungeon so far. There's 6 dungeons. However, I heard that the last 2 dungeons are incredibly elitist level difficulty. The last 2 areas in the game, from what I've heard, are extremely difficult. So it might be technically a little bit of a shorter game, but I heard that the final stretch is pretty much going to make up for the rest of the game. And I heard that it kind of gets so difficult that it almost feels like, okay, when did the difficulty ramp up this much all of a sudden? You know, I heard it's actually kind of jarring. Because it's like, all of a sudden it goes from really challenging to, I guess, it hits almost next to impossible toward the very end, at the very end.
That's crap.
That is crap. But the guy did say that he beat the game, but he said that it just felt like it was real jarring all of a sudden. But I really like the game. I like the humor in the game. Like, you go in this one town, and one of the characters... It's like, hey, don't you just love 3D? Wouldn't it be cool if there was a mech game in 3D?
No.
Yeah.
I heard some of the localization was actually pretty funny.
Yeah. Basically, at the very beginning of the game, the king declares that that 2D is out and 3D is in, and all of a sudden the whole world turns into 3D. Because at the very beginning, like the opening prologue, it actually shows like the town or the kingdom, and it looks like an old 8-bit like role playing game. So it's pretty sweet. It's got a lot of charm to it. It's really fun. It's just it's a game that I can just lean back. And it just takes me back. It reminds me so much of old school Zelda.
And it's
fantastic. And that pretty much concludes what I'm currently playing.
Are you sure?
Yes.
It only took 40 minutes.
Yeah, I was about to say, now that we're 40 minutes in.
Yeah, but well, I mean, what you got to understand is that this is stuff that I've compiled over 2 weeks. So.
Right.
This was my 2 weeks.
Actually, over 3 weeks.
Yes.
It's been 3 weeks since we all got together.
That is true. Yeah. 3 weeks then. So, there you go. My future, more of the, what did I do to deserve this? Badman 2 for the PSP. Monster Hunter Tri, 3. Be, reviewing that later. And 3D.GameHeroes, most definitely. And the game that I'm most looking forward to next week, I was actually on the fence between Alan Wake and Red Dead, and I actually reserved Alan Wake, but then I kind of was like, well, you know, I could probably play something like Alan Wake anytime I wanted to, so, but you know, I better get the multiplayer while the getting is good, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know
absolutely. How, like,
a strong multiplayer game is the strongest within the first couple weeks of its release.
Absolutely.
So
All you got to do is ask anybody that bought Red Dead or Red Faction Guerrilla.
Yeah.
So, Red Faction Guerrilla.
I know, it makes me sad.
So I pre-ordered Red Dead Redemption, which I'll be picking up this week, and hopefully get to play some cowboys, some shooting, some posse,
some shooting.
Yeah, I'm gonna play that one game where you go there, we're gonna go shooting, you know what I'm saying there? And
wow, Boomhauer entered the building.
Jeez, that's terrible. I want you to know that.
Yeah,
I want you to know that that's terrible. Yeah. What day does that come out again? Is that the
Tuesday?
18th?
Tuesday.
Everything comes out Tuesday.
What else is everything?
You got Alan Wake, you've got Split Second, you've got Red Dead Redemption, you've got Prince of Persia. I think there's something else, too.
Oh, gotcha. Red Dead's the only one of those I'm buying, so.
So we'll be traversing the Wild West, and we could go, yeehaw!
Only you can do that.
Only you can go, yeehaw!
I will do it, then. I will.
I bet you will.
I have no doubt in my mind you will.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's it.
All right, well, let's move on. Killer Wolverine.
What? Do we all forget whose turn it was after the con?
Is it usually it's me.
Is no, it? Not. It's usually a Killer Wolverine.
Oh, yeah, no, it is.
It's only you when I'm in, home via Skype when you're over there.
That's right. You're correct, which seems like a lot lately, so maybe that's where I'm getting screwed up.
Probably.
So it's like, we have the imaginary circle now.
Yes. Anywho, yes. I'll keep it short and sweet. Excuse me. I played Lost Planet 2.
Hmm.
Yeah.
How's that treating you?
Not bad. It's good. I like it. I'm glad there's a change of scenery. Gone is the Arctic, and we enter in jungles. So. It's good. It's more based on it's more focused, rather, around team-based combat. So I need to play it online to really get a good taste of it, because that's the way the game is meant to be played. I mean, if you go in and look for single-player campaign, it's not really on there. You have to go in and change your Xbox Live settings in the main menu and, you know, either switch it to offline or create a private match and set, you know, your slots to private, invite only, or whatever. So there's really you can't pick a single player campaign. So it's focused on multiplayer. So I need to try that out to see how it is. Other than that, I mean, it's just as hard as Lost Planet. I found the first game to be rather difficult, especially with the big bosses. And so,
yeah,
but it's a little easier because you have, like I said, the team, which the AI helps out greatly, unlike other games that have helper AI. So, it's beautiful. I think it looks really good. I don't know. I didn't play that much of it to really give a good synopsis.
You're going to give multiple synopsis.
Yes. Synopsis. I like that.
So, yeah. From what I played of it, I like it. It kind of meshes, at least in one level. I don't know if it happens later on. Single player with like a multiplayer mode, like I don't remember what the multiplayer mode would be called. The one where you got to capture certain points and hold it for so long.
Like King of the Hill or
Land Grab. Like
territories.
Yeah. Yes. I think that's what it basically
territories
holds on to. So it kind of the one level meshes it together and it does it quite well. And
or so. You know, Battlefield, Battlefront style.
Yes. That's exactly it. Battlefront. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Star Wars.
So it did it quite well. I do too. I hope they announce something at E3.
Me too.
So, but yeah, I like it. I wish more people would play it. And you know, I told Ken this the other day. We need to push this game on the show like we did Viking, because this game needs to be bought. In my opinion, it sucks that it came out a week before everything else, because everyone's like, oh, look forward to the 18th. Who cares about Lost Planet now? Because we got Alan Wake and Red Dead Redemption and Split Second. Right. That's three games that we're probably going to buy, so fuck Lost Planet. Unfortunate. Very unfortunate. So we need to push this game on people and make them listen to tell them how good it is. And don't listen to Boogeyman. If you ever talk to him, don't listen to him. He says
that's the game. Go ahead, sorry.
No, go ahead. I would just say he's gonna he didn't like it. So
yeah, that's the game I have actually at my house from GameFly right now. So we'll have to find some time at some point this week to get online and play some co-op.
Most definitely, because I really do want to try it out just to see how it is and you know all that shit. So.
Yeah, screw all these games. I'm waiting on Blur.
Yeah, I bet you are.
That and Shrek Forever After. I mean, how could you not be?
Hey man, that comes out the 18th too, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's another game on the 18th. Recognize. Yeah. And new Dragon Age DLC. What's up?
Recognize.
So, yep, I had a pretty good time playing that, but want to play more, so. Tis all.
Tis all? What is that?
Tis all. That's it. We're done. I'm done.
Really?
I'm done.
You're not going to talk about it?
I'll talk about it next week. Okay, I'll talk about it this week. just don't ask questions, because I ain't going to give you answers.
Oh.
I got to play Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really?
Where at?
Yes, at my house.
Really?
Where at? Did he say not to ask questions?
That's all I'm going to divulge.
Wow.
I plead the fifth.
You are a biatch.
Oh, you're playing something too.
Yeah. Huh?
You're playing something too.
I think
did you get yours the same way I'm playing mine?
Who, me?
Yes.
I plead the fifth.
He didn't
acquire it by any illegal means.
No illegal means.
He's not pirating. That's not what he's saying.
I may divulge my information after the show, but not during the show.
I got you.
But, it's an open world Western. I don't remember enough of the first one because it's been a while since I played that one, but it's good. I can't do any comparisons to the first one, so I'm going to compare it to, well, I won't compare it to anything. The problem with me on this one is, and it's like this with every open world game, I don't do any of the missions. So I find myself just riding on the horse around the terrain. But the controls really well. The horse. And before I go into that, what I noticed too is when I went back to play Grand Theft Auto, how slow your character really walks. And I don't know if anyone noticed that from, you know, playing other open world games, and or, you know, but he walks really slow in Grand Theft Auto, and I guess it's a theme for Rockstar, because the main character in Red Dead Redemption walks just as slow.
Really?
Yeah. So it's kind of frustrating that you kind of have to sprint everywhere, but if you don't want to ride a horse. But my point of this is the horse, you know, like, walks just as slow. So gotcha. You pretty much have to gallop. And, of course, the horse has stamina. So,
of course.
A horse is a horse, of course.
Of course.
You can hold down the A button to, you know, keep them at a slow and steady, what are the horse terms? Gallop?
Because, yeah, because that wins the race, from what I understand.
Indeed it does. So, but if you want them to go faster, you keep tapping on the A button, just like you do if you want the guy to sprint, which takes down his stamina. So, but the interesting thing is, if you're riding next
dirty.
Sturdy, clean, backwards, I don't know. But if you have a partner and he's riding a horse, you can hold down the A button and you will travel with them as fast as they're running and lose no stamina.
Really?
So it's pretty interesting how they did the horseback riding.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It's done really well. It controls really well. And if you push your horse to the brink of where he doesn't want to run anymore, he'll kick you off.
Nice.
And you learn that, at least I did, I learned it the hard way. Because, of course, there's got to be races. Because, you know, it's an open world game. There's got to be races. So the first one that I had to do is kind of, you know, to teach you how to properly control your horse and, you know, manage his stamina. But I apparently missed that part, and he kicked me off like 3 times. So.
Nice.
But, you know, it's typical open world. You got your missions, your side missions, you know, big open space. It's not as big as Just Cause, but nothing ever will be, I don't think.
Except for fuel.
Yes.
Give me power, give me that which I desire.
Yes, I didn't desire that game, I can tell you that much.
But, I haven't played too much more of it. Voice acting, pretty good. Especially the main character. I don't know who plays him, but pretty good. The couple problems I've had. Oh shit, I forget one of them already. Alright, whatever. the biggest problem I had, because I can remember it, is the friends, or strangers as they call them, are located on your map. I know, it's you're asking yourself, but it's, you know, 1912, how is there a map? I don't know, it's Rockstar, who cares? But you have a map in the lower left, and the strangers you meet that you can help are located are symbolized by the blue circle, okay?
Hmm.
And enemies are red, okay? So,
okay.
A couple times, the first time this happened is I was just, you know, free roaming on the horse, you know, getting, you know, stretching the horse's legs.
Getting your horse on.
Yep, getting my horse on.
Giddy up, giddy up. Wow.
Out of nowhere. Like, and this got me in trouble several times. I just run, you know, and then come in the opposite direction of me where, you know, other people riding their horses running. And I thought nothing of it because I've seen this before and nothing happened. They started shooting me. There's nothing on the map to indicate that they're enemies. And they totally killed me.
I'm nice. Like,
okay, well, that's interesting. So later on it happens again, but this time, when I see people gallop, I didn't even ask, you know, stop, ask questions. I just shot them. And it's, and then on the top it said that there's a bounty on me now. Apparently I killed a sheriff.
Nice.
Well, that's what you fucking get when you shoot me first. So it made me all paranoid, so I was wanted because I shot a fucking sheriff.
Wanted, wanted.
I shot the sheriff!
Oh, okay. No, there were two songs there. I was waiting for somebody to throw the next one out.
Oh, Lord.
So, I'm like, alright, well, whatever. I didn't want to... And when you're wanted and have a bounty on your head, you can't help strangers. And obviously, you can play this game two different ways. The good way or the bad way. I don't know how the bad way affects your missions. I don't think it will. But it definitely affects the people around you. So, I'll explore that later. So, I reloaded. And I went through and, you know, did a couple missions, rode through again. And then I was going towards a couple people riding horses who were coming at me. And they started shooting. I'm like, what's going on? So I shot them back. Again, it was a sheriff. But they weren't shooting at me. They were shooting at someone else.
Nice.
I'm like, okay, for real. If you're going to shoot me, at least have on the map that you're a friend so I don't fucking shoot you and get wanted. It's just, I hope they fix it. It can be really a pain in the ass to not tell who your friends are and who your enemies are, especially when they're coming at you shooting and you're thinking they're going to shoot you, so you automatically turn around and shoot them. It's frustrating.
From what I understand, the easiest way to tell is that your friends will be close and your enemies will be closer.
Well, I might have to adopt that philosophy because something's got to happen.
Yeah, I'm not actually sure how accurate that is. That's just what I've always heard.
Well, when I play it later, I'll see how it goes and let you know.
Okay.
I will let you know.
Rock on with your man's health.
But it's definitely frustrating, and it's happened more than once. And maybe Tuesday I'll have more answers on it when everyone else plays it. Cause,
when everybody else figures out the answers?
Yeah, because I just don't understand it. I mean, there's really no point. I mean, of course, what your first reaction is, if you are riding towards someone that's shooting you, what would you do? You'd shoot back.
More than likely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I'd shoot him in the horse.
Which you can do. And,
I'd shoot him right in the horse.
You can shoot pretty much anything, any animal. There's a lot of animals, and there's a lot of challenges to be completed in the game. And I've only started a couple. A couple of them, well, most of them that I've had to do were... killing animals.
Nice.
So there's coyotes. What are those? Vultures, birds, rabbits, wolves,
vultures,
deer. There's whatever animal you find in the wilderness. There's in this game, and you can kill them and skin them.
Nice.
Which you know, they don't actually show the act, but they show you know, blood getting spurted on the screen when you use your knife to. Take the fur off of them. So,
can you make a coonskin cap?
I have not. Now, whether you can or can't, I don't know.
So, can I make a pair of armadillo gloves?
Yes.
I don't know. You know, that's the one animal I don't think I've seen so far. Is
an armadillo?
There is a town called Armadillo.
Can I get in? Can I get in a slap fight with an armadillo?
I don't know, but of course they kept the Deadeye. Which was a big hit in the first one.
Yeah.
I use that more often than not. You can get into, I think you could do it in the first one, quick draw matches.
Mm-hmm.
That's back.
Yeah, that they were actually, they were almost like boss encounters in the first one.
Oh, this one, they're, I've only encountered one, and it was in a town, and he, challenged me. So,
gotcha.
And you'll get a lot of those challenges throughout the world. You can, you know, like a shooting challenge where you can shoot, if you can shoot down a number of birds in a certain amount of time. There's a lot of, like, poker games. Well, there's poker. You can play poker, blackjack, and that little game where you take a knife and go between your fingers as fast as you can.
Yeah.
They got that, which is, you got to get the timing perfect. Otherwise, you will, you know, cut yourself. I think you get five attempts.
Nice.
And I failed miserably. It only uses three buttons. I use the A, D, and Y button, so it makes it a little easier.
Well, that's good.
Let's see what else. Of course, there's fast travel, so once you encounter the location, you can fast travel. Then there's stagecoaches you can take to any location that you discovered.
Can you do a drive-by?
You know, you probably can, because apparently there is a stat for how far you've driven in a car, so I'm sure you can do a drive-by. So,
there's cars?
Yes, apparently. I haven't encountered any, but there's a stat saying how far you've driven in a car, how many people you killed in a car.
Really?
I don't know.
That's odd.
I don't remember a car in 1912, but I could be wrong.
You weren't there.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, looking at events in 1912. Of course I was.
They had cars in 1912.
Did they?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Very, very, very early ones.
Okay.
I bet that thing flies.
Oh, I bet it does, too.
So. Yeah, 25 miles an hour, baby.
Yeah, they ran on pop soda.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. But yeah, you can do anything from a horse.
Oh, I bet you can do a horse.
Anything from a horse. So if you're riding on the horse, you can you can kill enemies, of course. And that takes a little bit of time to get used to. Once you get used to it, it's not so bad. And apparently you can kill people from trains, cars, anything you can move around in. So, like I said, I haven't played too much, but it's a good game. It's got its flaws, of course, but every game has its flaws.
And so. By the way, the Ford Model T was available from 1908 until 1927.
So that's probably what you'll be driving in that game then. So
yeah.
Can you put your horse in the back seat?
Yes, you can.
Sweet.
Oh, and of course,
a horse
on the, on the since it's Rockstar, you can pretty much gank any horse you want.
That sounds dirty.
So, Grand Theft Horse goes on, and
there are at least 47 states to where you will get arrested today if you're ganking horses.
You know what the fun little fact about Red Dead is?
What's that?
You know that game was created by Capcom?
Yeah.
And then it was sold to Rockstar because they didn't want to finish it.
Yep, huh. I did know that.
And now look at
it. And what's funny is if you play the original, you can tell.
Yep.
You can tell it was a Capcom creation.
It was very arcadey.
Yeah, and it's very, it's not at all like Grand Theft Auto, which is what they were, you know, they were heavy into at the time. It's a lot different. It's very, it's not open world. It's mission structured. You can definitely tell it wasn't originally a Rockstar in-house game.
So even if I remember the first one, I couldn't compare it to it.
No, they're very, very different.
Well, this one plays dead on. It's a Rockstar game now. it's Grand Theft Horse. So,
excellent.
But it, there's nothing wrong with that. They have mastered the open world game genre. So, it's good. I think it'll meet everyone's expectations. As for multiplayer, that's to be decided. Well, this week.
When everybody else gets it.
Yeah, so, like I said, only the couple problems, but it's good. It's real good. Kudos on Rockstar for another open world awesomeness.
So. All right. So I take it that's what you're playing this week.
This week would be that, more Lost Planet 2, and I will be picking up Alan Wake.
Nice.
So those are the. And I hope I can play a lot of them because of school, but...
Oh, don't we all?
I know. I really shouldn't have said anything, so my bad. All right.
So I guess we move on to the Wombat now.
Yeah, so I played a decent amount of stuff. I played the split-second demo, as already discussed. I played for review 2010 FIFA World Cup, which I really enjoyed. I haven't played it was the first FIFA game that I played this generation. I played the FIFA series occasionally, very, very rarely, against one friend of mine back on the PlayStation 2. This one, I mean, it was really, really good. It's especially nice because there's two different control schemes that the game offers. You've got the standard control scheme that lets you do all the more involved passing and shooting and so forth. And then there's what they call the two-button control scheme, where all you need to know is that A passes and B shoots. So even if you've never even heard of soccer, you should be able to sit down with the two-button control scheme and at least play the game. Now, granted, you're not going to be competitive enough to play well against somebody who really knows what they're doing, but it will at least give you a chance to mess around with it, pass and shoot, which is really nice. It's got this mode called Captain Your Country, which is like the Be a Pro mode from FIFA, where basically you control one player on the team. It works really well. The AI has some issues occasionally, but mostly it's pretty good. So it's definitely a good game, worth a purchase if you're a big soccer fan and you're really into the World Cup, or if you didn't buy FIFA 2010 but you're into the World Cup, it's a good purchase. I also played this week. What else did I play this week? Had to be something else. Super Street Fighter 4, as we've already mentioned, which is incredible. Really, really, really good game. What else did I play? I played some more of the show. I feel like I'm missing something.
UFC?
Well, I haven't had a chance to play it yet. And actually, even if I had, I wouldn't be allowed to talk about it because I'm under embargo until the 25th.
What about the demo? Everybody can talk about the demo.
Oh, yeah, I did play the demo, and I thought the demo was really, really good. I thought they improved on a lot of stuff. I feel like they've definitely improved the stand-up. It's still... the stand-up still isn't to the level that Fight Night is, but the difference is Fight Night only has stand-up. So, I mean, they can't really do the same stuff that EA does with Fight Night in a UFC game, because you've got the ground game to worry about as well, so they have to make sure it's balanced. But I thought the demo was really good. I do have my copy of UFC 2010. I can't talk about it until the 25th. But once that rolls around, I'll be sure and I'll have a full review up, obviously, and I'll talk about the game more in depth. And then I've got Iron Man 2 at the house from Sega. I still haven't had a chance to play that yet either. Everybody tells me it's hopelessly mediocre, but I still want to play it. I still have to give it a review. So I'll be playing that as part of my future fondling. I do have Lost Planet 2 at the house from Gamefly that I'll be playing as part of my future fondling. And then I would like to get Monster Hunter, because I really like the Monster Hunter game on the PSP. And I really think that with that Classic Controller Pro, and the ability to control the camera on the right stick, I think it'll help the game a lot. Gambus, what are you controlling it with?
Classic controller.
The regular Classic controller or the Pro?
The regular one. I'd like to get the Pro, but I'm just using the regular one. But it works fine.
Does it? Are you using the control scheme one, where you control the camera on one stick?
Yes. Yes.
And does it work a lot better than the PSP version?
Oh yeah.
PSP.
I kind of figured, because with the PSP version, you kind of have to make the claw with your hand to control the camera. So I figure when you've got the camera controls on the right stick, there's no way it can't help the game. I meant to ask you too, Gambus, when you were talking about Monster Hunter, have you done any of the underwater stuff yet?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Underwater stuff usually comes into play, from what I understand, about 20% into the game. I'm still toward the beginning.
I gotcha.
But I have heard that the underwater sections are frustrating.
Yeah, I've heard that too. That's why I wanted to ask what you thought about them.
But as a multiplayer game, it'll make it all right. So you can easily share the frustration together.
Right. So I hope to play that here soon. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else. And then I'll be buying Red Dead this week. That's future fondling. And as far as that goes, I think that's it.
Rock on!
You have anything else to talk about?
Rock on!
So, I think we're on to you.
Oh,
ZT,
good.
The place to be.
Yeah, the place to be if you like to play 5 minutes of every game.
Oh,
because
yeah.
You have absolutely zero time.
Well, that's the joys of parenthood.
Oh, yeah, well, you know. It's only got to get better, right?
Sure.
Yep.
I will start on the Wii, because I actually played a little bit on the Wii this week. Imagine that. I did play a couple of games, older stuff that I've been looking forward to playing. I played The Conduit, and I wish I hadn't.
Oh,
that game plays like crap. Everybody talks about how good it plays because it's like the definitive first-person shooter on the Wii. No, if that's it, then I don't want to play any more first-person shooters on the Wii. Your little cursor moves around like you have some kind of disease, almost like in Trespasser.
Really?
So, yeah, I just couldn't get it. I eventually just gave up, and I'm like, you know, I'm not even going to bother tweaking it. I don't really care. But I did play another game that I'd been looking forward to playing that actually ended up being very good, which was House of the Dead Overkill.
Oh, really?
That is awesome. But keep it away from the kiddies.
Yeah.
Yeah, doesn't that game have, like, epic cursing?
Like, every other word is the F word.
It's in the book, Guinness Book of World Records, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like every other word, and, like, so the dialogue is awesomely bad. Like, it's so bad, it's good. that kind of mentality. It's just, it's very, like, it reminds me of Grindhouse. Like, the way it's designed and the way that cutscenes and... There's just no way to describe it until you play it, and then you just play it, and you're like, wow, this is really stupid, but I like it.
How does the Wiimote control?
It's a light gun shooter.
So it works all right?
Yeah, I mean, it works fine. And there's nothing special about it. You know, you can shoot the zombies anywhere you want, and it changes depending on where you shoot them. Shoot them in the leg, they fall down. Shoot them in the head, they die instantly. And just normal stuff.
Nice.
It's a light gun shooter that's very, very adult. I did play 3D.Game Heroes for like 5 minutes, literally.
Huh.
I really want to play it, especially when I was walking around the beginning, and I had that big giant sword.
Yeah.
That like took up the whole level. That was awesome.
Yep.
And I love how it is 8-bit sprites in 3D world. There's just something about that look that just looks really awesome. It even started exactly like A Link to the Past, like the guy sleeping in the inn. And then the guy comes in and says, all right, we got to go. And you got to go put the sword in the little spot so somebody can come and find it later.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's totally Zelda. Like, everything about it. But that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, I was about ready to say. That's not a bad thing at all.
No, not at all. It's very charming.
So was Darksiders, and that game was amazing.
Exactly. This one is even more.
I didn't think about this till just now. What is it with all the games that aren't Zelda but think they're Zelda lately?
It's because Nintendo refuses to give us a new Zelda.
Yeah.
Everybody else has to do it.
E3, man. They're going to show it at E3.
Yeah, they're going to show it at E3. And then they're going to
say... Yeah, it'll probably be just a video.
Yeah. You will never play this. It's
and
coming
you know something?
Out on Wii HD.
I'm afraid that the new Zelda game is just going to be... It's just going to... I'm afraid that... I was actually discussing... I was on Skype, and I was typing to... Shelmo from the Pink and Deadly podcast, and I was like, you know, I was talking about how I was afraid that the new Zelda game was just going to be another, like, Twilight Princess, but a little bit better. And I was like, you know, it'd be really nice to, you know, elevate the gameplay. And she was like, what was that? And I was like, airships, you know, I think I mentioned this before.
Yeah, I think you've blown up airships for Zelda forever.
It's right up there with his terabyte hard drive.
Right.
Which will be a reality someday. But I'm hoping that airship travel, because think about it. You got most Zelda games, most modern Zelda games, you know, have two aspects, you know, the light world, the dark world, you know, stuff like that. With the airship, you could have the actual land, and then you could go up in the sky, and there'll be like sky cities, and sky dungeons, and maybe even dungeons where you can actually fall to your death. That'd be sweet.
That would be pretty sweet.
Yeah. I just think that would be a really cool addition. It'd be kind of like Wind Waker, but instead of the ocean, it'll be the sky, and hopefully it'd be even more fun. So,
and hopefully it'll be even more fun.
More fun, yes. I know that doesn't make any sense, but I'm using it anyway. I'm running with it.
You run with it, son.
Yeah.
Also on the PS3, I played Trash Panic. And it was a short stint that I played it, and I still don't quite understand the game.
Really?
It's like Tetris with, like, trash. If that makes any sense. I mean, I'm sure I could figure it out if I played it some more, but it's basically you throw the trash into this big bin, and you can break it, and the objective is to, the more you break, the combos you get, stuff like that. I mean, it's, you try to fit it all in there as much as you can, and it's really a really quirky game.
Interesting.
But, I mean, it was fun, I just didn't quite understand it. I probably should have went through the tutorial.
Gotcha.
And also on the PS3, I did play the new online shooter Lead and Gold, which is the Wild West Team Fortress, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really, really good.
Really?
I suggest picking that up if you enjoy stuff like Team Fortress and Westerns. You basically have four different classes. You know, you've got your sniper, you've got your heavy gunner who has the shotgun, you have your standard soldier, and then you have the six shooter. But it plays a lot like Team Fortress. You capture certain points, take them, pick up gold, take it back to the spot, collect the gold. I mean, it's and the art style is very, very much like Team Fortress. But it is really good. The only thing I worry about is like the amount of players online.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how big it's going to be, so I don't know if there'll always be a game because it is online only.
Gotcha.
There is no single player other than the training. So, but as long as it's got a good community out there, I definitely recommend it. It's really fun. Onto the 360, I did play Iron Man 2, and anybody saying it's decidedly mediocre is overselling it.
Really?
That game is awful.
Oh!
I'm sorry. It's bad. It's not quite as bad as the first one, but that's because they fixed maybe one of the problems. I downloaded the demo, and I deleted it before I even finished it.
Wow.
I mean, it was just, I was like, wow, this is crap. I can't play this.
Yikes.
I didn't even bother. I did play Halo Reach. We talked about that. I like it. Can't wait for it to come out. I only got to play it once during the beta, so I didn't realize the beta was that short. Of course, you know, I had other things happen.
Right.
like life itself?
Yeah, quite literally.
Yeah.
I did play two of the new arcade games. I played Rocket Knight, which, if anybody actually remembers it, is a remake of an old Genesis game from Konami. And it's actually really, really good. Especially if you like 2D character mascot-based side-scrollers.
Interesting.
So it's and I like the new 3D look of it, even though it still plays as a 2D game. And if you want to play probably one of the weirdest and most out there games that I've ever played, Xenoclash from Atlas.
Right.
I can't even begin to describe like what you think when you start playing it. Like if you've ever seen, was it the Dark Crystal?
Yeah, Dark Crystal.
The art style kind of reminds me of that, but it also like just as an example of the story begins off as you as a guy who kills what they call the father mother, which basically births all life on the planet.
Wow.
So, and it's this big giant bird that apparently is male and female.
Interesting.
The game is a first person beat 'em up with guns that you can pick up, and the guns are all custom made, so they're like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's very tribal. It's just weird.
Interesting.
Like I can't even describe. You need to play the demo. I mean, I've never played anything like it. It's just so weird. Like the training mode where the guy's teaching you how to use your fighting and stuff is just so bizarre. I mean, it's definitely an interesting game. I did play Lost Planet 2. I am really liking Lost Planet 2. It is very, very hard. I wish I did have time to get online and find three other people to play it with, because that would probably make it a lot easier.
Yeah, I imagine.
But I love the design. It's basically a big monster. I mean, it's Monster Hunter with guns, really. You go in and you kill one giant monster in the level. I mean, it still has the standard action game, get through the level, blah, 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 whatever. But right. At the end of every level, there's just this massive monster that you have to destroy. And I know the first one literally took me like 45 minutes to kill him.
Really?
I mean, it was just insane. And it was learning his patterns where you had to shoot him and not dying, because I died once. But I really like it.
That does sound like Monster Hunter.
Yeah. I mean, it's really fun, especially if I could get online with like three other people and play it. I think that would be really fun. I did play Dead to Rights Retribution, and you know, at first I kind of liked it, and the more I played it, the more frustrated I got with it.
Gotcha.
And now I just don't think I care anymore. As little time as I have to play games right now, I don't think that's going to be one that I worry about, just because the more I play it, the more I get angry at it, and the more I don't want to play it.
Right.
And then the last thing I'm playing, they actually sent me my copy of Split Second. It showed up, and I was so excited to play it before it came out, and I like it. I do. I like the racing. I like the events. Like, there's in the demo, it's just a race, but in the actual game, there's other events, like the standard elimination. Every 10 seconds, a car is eliminated, and if whoever's in last place, blah, blah, blah.
But yeah, did they do that in Burnout?
Yeah, they have that in Burnout.
Yeah, I thought so.
But the big stuff is like the mode where basically you're racing by yourself, and the computer has a helicopter chasing you, and basically you have to dodge its missiles throughout the entire level.
Oh.
I mean, and that's crazy. And I love the power plays and how much the world can be destroyed, and I love it. My complaint about the game is that it's not easy at all. In fact, like, you figure when you play a game, the first level, you're going to own it. You're going to finish first place in every race.
Right.
And it's not going to be an issue. No, no. I finished first in the first two races, and then ever since then I've been trying to, because there's an achievement for finishing first place in every single race in the entire game, and I can't even do it in the first episode. In fact, I can't even do it in the first championship. I keep getting second place, and I can't beat the computer.
Wow.
I mean, it's not that you can't continue. You can continue because it's based on points that you earn in the race. But in order to win the race, you really, really have to do it almost perfect.
Man.
So if you play pure, you'll understand, because it was the same thing. It was very hard to get first place in every single race. And it's the same way here. You will not win every race. And if you're one of those people like me who wants to win every race before you move on, you may never see the end of this game. So, it can get frustrating, because I don't know how long I played, and I continued to go back and try to get first place in all the races in the first episode, and I just couldn't do it. And I find myself not wanting to go and keep playing, because I know I'll never come back and try to do it later.
Right.
Which kind of sucks. What was that?
I have no idea.
Oh, that wasn't me.
What the heck?
What is that?
I don't know. I don't hear K-Dub, so maybe K-Dub fell down a well or something.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
It sounds like a sucking sound.
It does.
Well, I got, you know, Boogeyman's mom over here.
Oh.
Oh,
that explains everything.
Yeah, that explains it. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. No, it's good. I like Split Second. I really do. I want to like it more. I think I'm one of those compulsively anal people that just really wants first place and everything. So, but no, I think the graphics look great. The game controls fantastically. I do love the route changes. And any game where basically a 747 jet lands on the track that you're driving on, I mean, how can you not love that?
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
So, and every time it lands there, it always hits me. I keep trying to dodge it, but I can't. So,
yeah, it hit me as well.
But man, there's some really epic stuff, and I should probably just move on so I can see the rest of the levels, because there is a ton of episodes in that game. So, as far as this week, I don't think there's anything that I'm not wanting to play. The question of whether or not I'll get to play it is a whole other story.
Right.
Red Dead Redemption, Alan Wake, I know Prince of Persia's on its way, so I'll just have to see what I have time to play. So, but I think that wraps up for me.
Sweet.
I think that wraps it up for everybody then.
Yep. Yeah. Alright, now that the epic fondling is over, we looked over the news. I don't really see anything exciting. Nothing piquing my interest.
Oh, you don't think the Vitality sensor's newsworthy?
I think your mom's newsworthy.
Oh, snap!
Unless you want to talk about Modern Warfare 2 maps. Some new ones.
Nah, that's okay.
Some new money hats.
So, money hats.
Money hat, da-da-da. I don't have anything. Yeah, it's a crappy news week unless you want to do NPDs and talk about how nobody sold crap. Except for the DS.
Yeah.
Right.
And the PSP basically should be, like, resurrected at this point, or just killed.
Yeah.
Sold, like, five. So we'll do some questions first.
Sweet.
The first question comes from ADZNZ. I don't think we read this one. Stop me if I'm wrong. I just got a DS Lite. Well, by the time you get this message, I should. After buying it, I found out that the site had ran out of stock and won't have any for at least 2 weeks. So now I have a copy of Heart Gold and nothing to play it on. Just been poking around with my pedo walker. So, question 6. What are some games I need to play on it? I mainly picked it up to play Pokemon Heart Gold, but there must be something else good out there. It's time to extend my horizons. Peace out, guys.
Well, there is plenty to play on the DS. Let's see here. Any of the Shin Megami Tensei games, like The Strange Journey? That's good. Dragon Quest, Dragon Quest IV, Dragon Quest V, and Dragon Quest IX. It's going to be sweet multiplayer. Let me see what else. There's a couple Final Fantasy games worth picking up. Final Fantasy III, Final Fantasy IV. Suikoden is okay. I'm pretty much naming off role-playing games.
I noticed that. Why don't you name off, like, Castlevania?
Yeah, there's, like, 3 or 4 Castlevania games that are worth picking up. Of course, Super Mario game. If you can find it, Super Princess Peach is pretty good. Anything that says Kirby is pretty decent.
Anything in and in the Z is awesome.
Babies,
dogs,
horses,
cats,
dolphins,
animals in general.
Yes. Retro game challenge, if you can find it. Sweet game. there's plenty of games on the DS. too many to name.
Oh God. Yes. Are we good? Anybody else got anything?
No, I don't own a DS, so.
There you go. Alright. Next question comes from Brightious. It says, great show, guys. I've been listening for over 2 years. Never missed an episode.
Sweet.
Just
thank
a
you.
Quick observation or question. Been playing Splinter Cell Conviction in all its awesomeness and noticed how Sam Fisher has good fashion sense, but it seems he favors only one outfit. Have you ever wondered why game characters wear the same outfits every single time? Do they have a closet full of the same getup? When does Altair or Marcus Fenix have time to groom or bathe in between kicking butt throughout the land?
Never.
I guess my question is, if you were to meet one of these characters in person and had to endure their BO, who would be the funkiest of them all? Makes you think, huh? Anyways, keep up the good work and happy gaming. Brightious, a.k.a., and this is the irony part, Dirty Boy.
my guess would be that Big Boss from Metal Gear Solid 3 would probably be the most rank.
I disagree. I would have to go with frickin' Mario, dude. He jumps on mushrooms and fights monkey feces. Come on.
Yes, I was going to say Mario because he's been wearing the same clothes since freaking 1980.
Maybe that's why true. Peach won't give him anything but a kiss.
And he also goes through sewer pipes all the time.
Yes.
So that's a solid point.
But you know, for such a funky character like Mario,
and he's Italian.
Yes.
Hey, well, that.
He does seem to look like his outfits are always really clean.
Yeah, they're very pressed and clean.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe it's because of all that swimming he does.
Or maybe it's because it's a video game.
No, you know what? He probably has the flood system from Super Mario Sunshine hooked up at his house, and he just sprays off with it.
Kill Wolverine, why you gotta ruin it?
Because that's how I roll.
Yeah, well, stop it.
He's
you
always
stop that.
People's dreams.
The dreams have come to an end.
I'm gonna call you the Dream Crusher.
Well, good.
You bastard.
You bastard.
Alright, next question comes from Job for a Rockstar.
Wow, that sounded like a chipmunk.
That was Gambus's rock star.
That was Alvin, Simon, and Theodore.
And Theodore, all at once.
Oh. He says, I apologize in advance for how long this is. Hey guys, love the show, been listening for a long time now. I've never written in before, so I hope that I'm doing this right and not just replying to someone's post. I've got a few cues for all of you.
He's a first time, long time.
That's right. Long time. I actually just sent you all friend requests on PSN except for Gambus because it said his was full.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah.
What? PSN? I still add new people on PSN even to this day. I added someone like 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
So not to this day.
Apparently.
How many can a PSN hold?
I have no idea.
It's more than Xbox, and the thing is, I got more Xbox friends than I do PSN friends.
Well, fucking, aren't you special? because all I have right now is a PS3. My PSN name is BernardoMan420. Says, I know, I wish I didn't have the 420 in my name, because that's the douchebag thing to do, but I did it a long time ago, and I don't want to lose all my stuff. And also, my real name is not Bernardo.
You just don't have a very descriptive username.
He says, not that there's anything wrong with that.
You can, however, pay to have your name changed and still keep all your stuff.
I thought that was only on Xbox.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. I for some reason, I was thinking about Xbox, but I forgot he was talking about PSN.
And my question is, will you add me? Just kidding, but still, please add me. Okay, sorry for the rambling. On to the cues. I always wondered how you started getting developers and publishers to send you review copies of games. Was it after becoming an established journalist reviewer site and becoming known? Do they find out about you or contact you, or do you have to start contacting their PR people? Well,
Hero is probably the best to answer that.
Well, actually, the thing is when we first started, getting PR people was a lot different. And yes, you do need to email them.
Yeah.
Because they don't go out looking for you.
Right.
Smaller ones do.
Smaller ones do because nobody will cover their stuff.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
I can't tell you how many emails I get a day from iPhone developers and indie PC developers. Because they just really want to get their stuff out there. And we try to, you know, answer all of them, but in between everything else, sometimes some stuff gets lost. But the big guys like EA and Activision and THQ and, you know, Capcom, stuff like that, that all takes some really hard work. And you have to have a site that is recognized.
Right.
And you have to
be persistent.
Yes. It's persistent.
But not forceful.
No, not forceful. Just persistent.
Yeah, and once you get that connection, you need to make sure you work really hard to maintain that connection, because you don't want to work that hard to then lose the connection over something stupid.
Yeah,
like not doing the review that you told them you would.
It's not always about giving them a great review. Trust me.
No, that's absolutely true.
Because I don't know how many times we've sent emails to... I just had Killer Wolverine send an email for, what was that, again, for Tecmo?
Yeah, yeah.
And we ripped that to pieces, and all they said was thank you.
Yeah.
Well, other things happened too, but I don't think it's because of again. But
well, you know, I don't think that was because of that, so... So, yeah, basically, that's... You have to stay persistent. The big thing is you can't just go out and make a WordPress blog and expect to email Nintendo and say, hey, send me Super Mario Galaxy.
Well, Nintendo is...
Nintendo's a unicorn anyway.
Yeah.
So, and we thought Ubisoft was a unicorn forever, too, but... That has changed. So
eventually, they'll cave in.
Oh, they already did. They already did.
Oh, no, yes. I'm saying in general, eventually, if you keep being persistent, like, oh, not these douchebags again, just click accept. Jesus.
Just accept. Yeah, just send them a copy of the game and get them off our backs.
If this guy don't stop emailing me, I'm going to punch myself in the face.
Oh, yeah. But you encounter some pretty good PR people sometimes.
You'd be surprised who are the easiest ones. Like, you would think, like, EA and Activision would be the hardest ones. Oh, God, no. They're the easiest.
Yeah, you know why? Because they're both corporate whores for publicity.
Oh, that's... Yeah, but you figure those would be the hard ones.
Right.
But everything is true about Nintendo.
Yes.
They do not like PR people. They do not like the media. They don't care.
Right. They know that you're going to review their games regardless because everybody wants to know about it, and they know that you're going to buy their games in order to review them.
Yep.
So, so they don't play around.
Yeah, they don't fuck around. So, but there you go. Question number two says, I'm only 20 years old, so I missed out on most of the great Super NES games. After hearing about the Shmemulators, I found a way to play a ton of them. Just so you know, I'm not for people pirating games, and I pay for all my games. This is my only exception, and with how hard it is to find some of these games, I think it's reasonable. So my question is, do you have any suggestions of some of the best games I could try? Please don't say Mario or Zelda. I'm into basically every kind of genre. Two of my all-time favorites that I remember other than Mario or Zelda are Zombies Ate My Neighbors and Battletoads and Double Dragon, the Ultimate Team.
Yep.
Anything of that nature or just some really good games I might have missed out on?
Both Earthworm Jims are phenomenal.
Oh, SNES.
Rock and Roll Racing.
Rock and Roll Racing was good. Star Fox was good.
Star Fox is good. Super Punch-Out.
I like Stunt Race FX.
Stunt Race FX is great, and actually the sequel to Stunt Race FX is Dirt Tracks FX. That's phenomenal, too.
Yes.
Anything?
Mortal Kombat, yes.
Anything made by Konami, because Konami was at the top of their game back in the SNES days.
Wasn't that Spawn game really good on the Super Nintendo, too? Wasn't that made by Capcom?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, and actually Maximum Carnage
is
another great game. Also, ActRaiser.
Yes! ActRaiser was awesome!
I'm trying to think of other great Super Nintendo games. I've got a whole box of them sitting not too far from me, but I don't want to get up and look through it.
Also,
Metroid.
Yes, Super Metroid.
That's one of the greatest games ever.
I know you said no Zelda, but if you don't play Link to the Past, you're cheating yourself.
He's probably already played it.
Yeah, that's like one of the greatest games ever made.
Agreed. Yeah.
Hello.
Super Tecmo Bowl was great.
That's pretty good.
Blackthorn is great.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I really like Blackthorn a lot.
Lost Vikings
is another. There's another phenomenal game made by Blizzard. Killer Instinct.
Legend of the Mystical Ninja by Konami.
Oh, there's a great game. Great game.
Yeah, it's one of those games that has a little bit of everything.
Yep.
Good old Legend of the Mystical Ninja.
You need to play Secret of Mana.
Oh, yeah.
You need to play Chrono Trigger.
Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Donkey Kong Country.
Yep, actually the first two Donkey Kong countries.
Contra 3.
Yep.
Mega Contra Man 3. X.
Castlevania 4.
Yep, I was about to say that one.
Super Star Wars, man.
Yeah, Star Wars is great.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, really, in all honesty, the Super Nintendo is the greatest game system of all time, at least in my opinion. So you really can't go wrong with almost anything. So Street Fighter and Super Street Fighter.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yes.
Turtles in Time.
I was just about ready to say Turtles in Time is one of the greatest beat 'em ups ever. The Final Fight games are on SNES. Saturday Night Slam Masters, which is another Capcom game. It's like a wrestling takeoff game. It's a great game. Man, I know I'm missing so many.
If you're into shoot 'em ups, Gradius 3 is really good. The Super R-Type, which is basically a hybrid of R-Type 1 and R-Type 2, that one's really good. And then there's R-Type 3, which is awesome. And then, of course, there's another really good one called UN Squadron, which was also...
UN Squadron is actually really good. Pilot Wings as well, if you haven't played Pilot Wings.
Yeah.
Pilot Wings is a great game. I'm trying to think.
I remember playing Shadowrun for a brief time. I thought it was pretty enjoyable from what I played of it. It's an overhead isometric role-playing game, but it takes place in the future.
Yeah, I don't remember playing Shadowrun on Super NES. I played it on Genesis.
I rented it one day. It was pretty good.
Yeah, Shadowrun is a really good game. I don't know. Like I said, I'm sure there's a ton that I'm missing, but like I said, there are some bad games on Super Nintendo, just like any system, but there's a lot of really great games.
Yeah, I think between all of us, I think we hit pretty much all of the must plays.
Right.
I think you just hit about every game.
But definitely, I'd say the first two you should go play are the first or the Earthworm Jim 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Those games are both great.
All right, we'll move on to his last question, which is, I just recently downloaded Final Fantasy VII off of PSN. I've never played a Final Fantasy game prior to that. I can't believe what I missed out on. I love this game. I'm about 20 hours in, and I don't want it to end. The horrible graphics don't even make a difference just because the quality is just so good. It really shows how a great game can hold up over time. My question is, since I am enjoying Final Fantasy VII so much, do you think that I would enjoy Final Fantasy XIII? Because I've heard lots of mixed reviews about it, and that it kind of strays from the normal Final Fantasy style. Not that I even fully comprehend what the Final Fantasy style is. Also, do you have any other suggestions of other RPGs that are like Final Fantasy VII for the PS3, PS2, or Super Nintendo that I might like?
Final Fantasy III.
Yeah, Final Fantasy III is a fantastic 16-bit role-playing game. Also, Chrono Trigger, which we mentioned earlier, and Secret of Mana, which isn't really a role-playing game. It's more of a Zelda game, but it's got a lot more role-playing game elements to it.
Right.
The thing is, like, with Final Fantasy XIII, that's kind of a tough one. So much has happened since Final Fantasy VII and XIII. To me, part of what made Final Fantasy VII so good is that it actually kind of had a little bit of a heart to it. And unfortunately, fortunately, I think the only other game that you would probably enjoy that would have the same kind of heart to it is Final Fantasy IX, which I know a lot of people did not like because it had the style was completely different than any other Final Fantasy game. But I think Final Fantasy IX had a lot of heart to it.
Weren't most of the people that had a problem with Final Fantasy IX people who started playing Final Fantasy with VII?
Yes.
And had a big problem with it because it was so much different than 7 and 8?
Yes.
So.
But the thing is, it seemed like the post-3D Final Fantasies kind of became more obsessed with style over substance. Not really over gameplay, but over the heart of the story. Oh, we don't need a story about, a man, trying to protect what he loves, but let's make a very convoluted story that's very politically driven, very modern historical, relevant, instead of, about good versus evil, which was that's the thing with Final Fantasy VII is that was one of the last Final Fantasy games where it was basically good versus evil. And now it's since then, it's been opinion versus a chaotic opinion. So, I don't know. I think Final Fantasy has lost its heart over the years, but it still excels, technically. When it comes to the graphics, when it comes to gameplay, it still excels. But I just think that the heart of the Final Fantasy games has kind of withered away over the past several games. But 9 is good. 9 still retains that old-fashioned good versus evil. So I would say play 9. And if you're not into 9, then I would say probably maybe go for 8. Even though I didn't really like the battle system for 8, I thought 8 was pretty interesting because it had a lot of crazy stuff going on, like schools that fight each other to the death, and a witch that travels through time, and really bizarre things happen in Final Fantasy 8. So there you go.
You so crazy.
God damn. Leave it to Final Fantasy talk to make a 5-minute conversation feel like an eternity.
Oh, snap.
All right, I'm awake now. Let's go. He says, thanks so much, guys. Keep up the good work. I look forward to the new show every Monday. Can I also get an Arnold impression? I want to hear Killer Wolverine do an Arnold impression.
No.
Boo. I will tell you to do it. Do it now. Say hey, Lighthead.
I'll leave it to the professional.
Hey, Christmas tree.
I'm going to kick you off the show if you don't do an Arnold impression.
I'm going to punch right. You in the tip.
I'll see you later.
Alright, I only have one more question in this thread, so, which I can't blame him. We haven't been here for 2 weeks.
Yeah, no doubt.
And it's the Iorkara where it says, I want to know your thoughts on the following list that was leaked, and a picture of Gambus in his pedo van, which might be the greatest picture ever, which I just posted on Twitter, by the way.
Yeah, that's a pretty great picture.
But basically what we're seeing here is Microsoft's lineup, and we talked about this a little bit before the show, but I think it's BS. Project X Free, whatever that is. Killer Instinct 3 and Battletoads. Yeah, okay. I believe both of those will be announced, my ass. A James Bond game for Xbox Live Arcade. Gears of War 3. Hello, that's already been announced. Forza Motorsport 4. Come on, that's a nice guess. And a game called Ninja Solid.
Which just sounds silly.
It just sounds stupid.
But might be a code name for Metal Gear Rising.
Yeah, yeah. Which I don't know why we would need a code name for a game that was announced a year ago.
Right.
And on the Sony side, Killzone 3, Resistance 3, MotorStorm 3. Please, come on, I could have guessed that. Little Big Planet 2, hello, that was announced in Game Informer. Twisted Metal Harbor City, that's what they're calling it. I don't know. God of War 3, Afterfall. Infamous 2, Mass Effect 3, Omikuden, and Fahrenheit 2.
No, it's Okamiden.
No, it's Omikuden.
Oh, okay, never mind. I read the listing correctly.
Yeah, Omikuden. I don't even know what that is. But the fact that it says Fahrenheit 2 kind of cracks me up.
Yeah.
And Guitar Hero 6, you can see on there, Call of Duty MMO. I mean, these are all things that have been rumored forever, so I call this list BS.
I would tend to agree. There are certainly things on there I would love to see announced, but I'm not going to buy that list as legit.
Watch that list come true.
If it does, I'll be happy because there's some stuff on there I want to see.
Oh, no doubt. There's no doubt about it.
Well, you know what I think? I think if Sony has the Mass Effect 3 thing at their press conference, it's going to be the whole Final Fantasy 13 thing all over again.
Yeah.
The thing is, if you take a look at the picture, the actual, you see, you can tell it's like, it looks like it's from a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Right.
And there's like a gloss. If you look really closely at the gloss, to me, it almost looks like a Photoshopped gloss.
Really?
To me, it does.
I don't know. I think a lot of that's guessing, and I think a lot of it's hopeful. I don't think we're going to see Killer Instinct 3 and Battletoads. I'm sorry.
No.
So, I don't know. I just don't buy it.
Well, and we'll see.
See, are they talking about Battletoads?
He's not too far away.
Yeah.
On the arcade side of things, or a whole new Battletoads?
Dude, if they really think they're going to make a whole new Battletoads, I totally call BS on that.
Yeah, because that's, you know, the list doesn't say, but I mean, because it says there's an Xbox Live Arcade game in there, right?
Yeah, James Bond.
Yeah, and it doesn't mention it for Battletoads. If they're thinking that Battletoads is going to transfer over to this generation, they're sorely mistaken.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
As much as I enjoyed Battletoads, it won't make a strong transition.
No, not at all.
I think this is crap. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised to see a God of War DLC announcement. I mean, obviously we know Killzone's coming. We know Resistance is coming.
We know Infamous should be coming.
Well, actually, I don't. I mean, I thought Sucker Punch talked about making a different game first. So,
the voice actor announced that they were. The voice actor kind of leaked that he was working on Infamous 2.
Yeah, but it could be a couple years out.
Yeah,
so that makes me cry.
I want to play Ninja Solid, whatever the fuck that is. And yes, go look at the picture of Gambus. Get on Twitter and see this picture. Go to N4G forums and look at this picture. It's awesome.
It is pretty awesome.
So, he's got candy.
He's got candy.
Just the expression on his face. That's the best part of the whole thing. So I guess we do Twitter now.
All right. Let me see. Hold on. We gotta go back a little bit. So.
Whew.
Just give me a second here to get.
Yeah.
It
go. Go fill up the thread again because it's empty again.
Yeah.
I think we killed it.
All right. Let's see. Hold on. I'm trying to get back here far enough.
Get back.
Okay, here we go. All right. D. Huff says, what are your guys' impressions of Nier from Square Enix? Says he haven't read much. He hasn't read much, but he's looking for something. I can't read it because it cuts it off.
Is that the game that...
where there's a... the
Transvestite?
Right, correct.
Okay. I didn't play it. I heard it's crap. I don't know. I was going to check it out, and then everybody told me it was crap and not to.
Interesting.
So, I don't really know. I heard it's like an action game, but it's all very bland. So, I can't speak from experience.
So, it's a bland action game.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I heard. I don't know.
Gotcha. All right. Well, then, next thing I got is D-Huff also says, okay, seriously, Rock Band Green Day, does anybody care? The answer is no.
Killer Wolverine cares.
I care.
Well, that's because Killer Wolverine is a emo, whiny punk.
Oh, it's better than country.
Oh, snap.
By any means. Actually, it's a toss-up. It's kind of a toss-up which one's better, but I like their older stuff. Their newer stuff can suck it.
Oh, wow.
Vigilante 8 says, what's the most dangerous or fun tools/power tools you have each seen or used?
Dude, a buzzsaw.
He says he was most scared at using a nail gun, and the funnest was a hammer.
Dude, a buzzsaw could cut your finger off.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a... just about any tool can injure you. I have about 1.5 to 2 inch long scar on my forearm from a drill press, oddly enough, where a piece of wood got stuck in it and started spinning and cut my arm.
Ooh. Ah.
So, but I don't know. I'd say probably the funnest to use... is, I don't know, circular saw, or a bandsaw, something like that.
Yeah, anything with the word saw in it.
Yeah, anything with a saw in it's pretty fun.
Yeah.
And dangerous.
Although table saw, I've got a story about a table saw. I watched a guy using a table saw one time, and he was pushing... a piece of hardwood through this table saw, and it caught a knot, and it shot the piece of wood straight back at him and drilled him right in the junk.
And
I've never seen somebody turn so white so quick in my entire life. And from that point on, you better believe it, every time I used the table saw, I stood right out of the way and did sideways. Because, yikes, I'm not getting hit in the junk with a flying piece of lumber.
Oh, God. You might not be able to have kids after that. Ow. Yeah.
No doubt.
Fuck. No doubt. Jeez.
This guy's name just cracks me up. Anus Destroyer. I guess it's like a retweet of our message. It says the new episode of the M4G podcast is now live. So thanks for retweeting that.
That's a game. It's his license plate.
He also added John W. UK is sitting in today. Booyah. So,
oh, wow.
Mega Monkeys says, a while ago you said Canadians called it Canadian bacon, but we actually call it back bacon, which conflicts some info that we got last week, or last show, actually, where somebody said they just call it regular bacon.
See, what's up with that? The Canadians can't even come to an agreement.
I need Canadian clarification. And then Mega Monkeys also says, Solid Snake versus Walrus versus Pedo Gambus, aka Normal Gambus. Go. Is he asking who we think? Because I'm pretty sure Gambus would just throw them both in the back of his van.
Oh yeah, he would. He would put. He would make that face.
Pedo van. Her, her.
Gambus pops out. I got candy.
Her, her.
I got some candy.
My parents said I'm not allowed to talk to strangers.
Get all up in my pants. Let me show you my space squirrel.
Space squirrel. Candy.
Oh, he's got candy.
Let's see. Frustrated Fury says, I would gladly wear a money hat for anyone from anyone. Just ask ZTGD or the whole N4G podcast crew. Which we all know is the case, because Frustrated Fury would wear a money hat for anything.
Oh, he would. I think he wears one to bed.
I know that because he wears a money hat for our show. We pay him to talk well about our show.
Exactly.
Chuck Bartowski 1 says, E-Honda's Ultra 2 is a joke. El Fuerte's Ultra 2 is godlike.
I haven't used either one of those yet, so I don't know.
I haven't either, actually. D-Huff says, so, Alpha Protocol. It's been delayed several times, and it is Sega. But it looks sweet. Your thoughts?
I'm excited. I'm excited. I really am.
Yeah, I'm actually excited too. I'm really looking forward to playing it for sure.
Yeah, me too.
Really looking forward to it. It reminds me of the kind of game that I really, really get into. So
it reminds me of Siphon Filter for some reason.
Yeah, me too. It reminds me of a Siphon Filter, Mass Effect hybrid.
Agreed. Squallsoft says, shoot, I guess I missed it. Well, better late than never. So he's just trying to get his shout out on the podcast, but he missed the last one, so there you go. Baseball Fan 15 says, PS, congrats on the baby.
Thank you.
Muggsy333 and HDogger both gave us Follow Fridays. So thank you very much for that. Chuck Bartowski 1 says his first 10 online ranked matches were 10 wins. Using El Fuerte, Yuri, and Cody. And he said Subs, Cammy, Ken, E Honda, and Dan. And he says he hates these dickweeds who put the timer to 30 seconds. Says, how dare they make me send rage mail? No penalty for rage quit sucks. I agree.
Yeah.
Key134 says, with my holidays coming up soon, I plan to play some games well into the night. Can you think of any caffeine-free energy kicks?
Caffeine-free?
I can't think of really any caffeine-free. I know he's overseas, so overseas from us. So I'm not sure if they have 5-hour energy where he is or where you are. If they do, he's in Scotland. So if they have 5-hour energy in Scotland, I believe that is caffeine free.
You know what you should do? Just eat a fucking tube of icing.
There you go.
That's some frickin' energy.
That's caffeine free.
Oh yeah.
Let me think here. If you have a health food store nearby, you should probably pick up some pure ginseng extract.
You fucking hippie.
And just add it. you can just add it to whatever you want to, you know. Just get some ginseng, or you could drink it straight up.
Oh yeah, let's do a shot of ginseng and sing Kumbaya down by the fire.
Yes.
What about
all holding hands?
What's that stuff called? Crack.
What's that stuff called? Crack. Yeah, it doesn't have any caffeine in it. Actually, cocaine will do you better to keep you awake.
Oh, it may be more. It may be more detrimental to your health than caffeine, though.
Just a little bit.
Vigilante 8 says, "How old do you think you each might live, and how old would you like to live?" And why? He says, he thinks he'll live between 72 and 89 years old, and he would like to reach between 120 and 376.
Jesus, I would not want to live that long. I'm
Hell
sorry.
No. Yeah.
I think I'm done at
Depends
like 80.
Depends on what quality of life is like.
Yeah, I think I'm done at 80. I think that's pretty good. If I make it that far, 70, 80, I'm good.
Yeah,
same here.
I imagine, hopefully, fingers crossed, I'll live to mid-80s. That's what just about everybody in my family seems to live to.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. If I lived to be like 300, I'd be bored out of my ass.
Depends.
Let's see. I think I'll be, I'll kick the bucket around
35?
40. Oh, I was going to say 41, but okay, we'll go with 35.
Depends on whether you cut down on your meatball intake before then.
Well, then I'm going to be gone at 35. Then.
Clock's counting down, buddy. You're almost 30.
Don't remind me.
Let's see. Chuck Bartowski 1 again says, I'm pissed. Just saw 30 seconds of two word that I don't say. Torturing a dog. Ugh. Says, what makes a person want to do something like that? Horrible mental illness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Among many other things.
There's nothing worse to me than people who torture animals.
That makes that usually is a sign of serial killer.
Yeah. It is indeed.
Yeah. You know. There's a special place in hell for all those douchebags.
Agreed.
It's in James Pedophan.
Jeez.
I'm sorry.
Running that into the ground, man.
That picture, I can't get over that picture. I just keep seeing that picture, and reminds
it's
me
gonna
of
be his phone wallpaper, which will just be fucking hilarious.
It will be. It'll be like this. It reminds me of the Sweet Pickles bus. Oh, wow. Sorry.
Chuck Bartowski one says to move on. No, he doesn't actually say to move on. I'm saying to move on, but he says, "What was your favorite childhood snack?" And he says, "You have to say it with a heavy Russian accent." And he said he also just hit 20 hours in Street Fighter 4.
I liked Pixie Steaks.
That's your Russian accent?
That's all I got. Growing up, comrade.
When I was a small child, I eat a lot of what you call Lunchables.
Ooh.
I ate them a lot. Also, I like to eat Twizzler, what you call Twizzler.
Mm. Yes, Ludwig Ziegler. I like the Cadbury egg.
What?
What?
The Cadbury egg.
Oh, I thought he said cranberry.
Chocolate egg.
The Cadbury.
I think he still sounds like he's saying cranberry. It's not cranberry.
It's cranberry egg. You thought.
You know,
about.
It wouldn't surprise me if he had a cranberry egg.
It wouldn't surprise me either. And with guacamole in it.
Oh,
it's terrible.
Wolverine killer. What about you?
Wolverine killer.
I don't know.
You do not
Come
speak
on,
the Russian?
Joke.
No, I don't speak anything but what I'm doing right now.
You're ruining joke, emo.
Well, how about... How about I tell you, Ryan, and you can do it in your awesome Russian accent. Because you have a stellar accent.
I will repeat for you.
Okay.
But you have to hurry up, because we're running short on time. Nobody wants to hear us talk back and forth like this for 20 more minutes.
Actually, I think it'd be pretty amusing. But,
no, I'll just cut you off. Let's do this.
All right. Okay, shut up. At least say, can I say
how
it?
About I don't want to listen to us talk back and forth for 20 more minutes.
Well, let me say it. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I'm telling you a story. Killer Wolverine, when growing up, loved to eat his cinnamon crunchy toast. He would pour milk on and eat crunchy toast.
No milk.
Oh, he would not pour milk on because he is one what we call whack job. He would eat right out of box crunchy toast cinnamon. And he would sit in front of a picture of famous emo band and would eat a crunchy toast cinnamon until he was full. And then his mother would tell him to clean his room and he would write emo song about hating mother for making him clean room.
You know, you make it sound like
pedo van.
You make it sound like every Russian person is dyslexic with your Yoda speak there. Crochito cinnamon.
I just thought it would add humor. I meant no insult to Russian
or dyslexia
or cosmonaut or dyslexic.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Oh my god. All right.
Gambuscon drives van with no window for to hold children easier.
Actually, he's got that little window in the top there, but we won't say what that's for. So so we're going to move
yes.
on.
It's like blowhole in whale.
Well, never mind. We're going to say what it's for.
All right, we need to move on.
All right. Let's see. Squallsoft said he'd see us when we came back, so we're back. Frustrated Fury, when we announced that we weren't going to have a show, he said, slackers. He said, he's got three babies, and you know what? He podcasted from the hospital.
Yeah, whatever. He ain't got no babies.
He ain't got no babies.
He's such a liar. Put your money hat back on, fool.
Chuck Bartowski 1 says, babies require a girlfriend slash wife, and everyone knows that gamers can't get laid. So he calls bullshit on you.
Oh. Hmm.
I bet you have pictures to prove otherwise.
I do. Sounds like somebody's angry about their lack of sex life. I don't know.
Squeeze Tea says, enjoy the break from the show. Hope it returns this decade, which it has, which is great. Sam in Seattle says, babies? Whose? It's baby at this point.
Just one.
Just one. Zero's wife had her baby. Yep. My wife is still cooking ours. Let's see. And I hope I pronounce this correctly. Bujasem, it's Bujasem, I hope I pronounced that right, says, yay, Monday morning, time for the podcast. I hope the new N4G doesn't get screwed up, which, unfortunately, that Monday morning we did not have a podcast. And then he says, also, what are, and then it cuts it off, so I'm gonna have to jump to the Twitlonger link here so I can read what else it was. Oh, and it says message doesn't exist.
Oh,
what
well,
the heck?
I guess we will never know.
Let's try this other link. Wait, here it is. Also, what are your expectations for this year's E3? Who's going to have the best show?
GambusCon.
Agreed.
That is true. I'll be at E3 this year, and hopefully I'll be able to meet some of a couple of our listeners.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ah. I think it's going to be a crazy good time.
He's scheduling tours of his van right now.
So quickly, in no less than 2 seconds each, who has the best showing this year?
360,
okay,
they have to.
Definitely more than 2 seconds.
360, they have to.
I'm going to say PS3.
I'm going to say PS3.
So it is split. But nobody thinks it's going to be the Wii.
No. Yeah, nobody's stupid.
So Doom says, first off, congrats on the baby.
Thank you.
this might be one of my favorite questions ever. He says, second, assless chaps or chapless ass?
Chapless ass.
I'm going to have to agree.
Yeah.
There's no way. Yeah, I got to have a chapless ass. Sorry. No offense to Prince.
Yeah. All right.
He wears the assless chaps.
Apparently.
Yeah. Every day of
every
my
day
life.
Hammers of Hell says no N4G fix this week. Fart nuggets. he says
I concur.
He says, as a PC gamer, I still enjoy the podcast. Play games, not consoles. Right.
Exactly.
Correct.
What the hell is that sound?
That wasn't me.
Chuck Bartowski 1 says, punch whoever talks about Super Street Fighter 4 and uses the word cheap in the balls. Says there is no such thing as cheap. And then he says, congrats on the baby ZT. Actually, ZT and I have had this no such thing as cheap conversation many times.
It's in the game.
If it's in the game, it's in the game.
All right. There you go. EA Sports.
Chuck Bartowski 1 also says, I shed a tear for this week's Lost. He says it was very sad.
This must have been the week before last.
Yeah, that's right. 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I shed a tear for this last one because it wasted an episode.
It really did.
Oh, snap.
But it did give some answers.
Yeah, I know, but it still wasted a whole episode.
Oh, I agree, considering we're so close to the Caesar
There's only two episodes left, hello?
Yeah.
And then D-Huff says, I'm sure you guys have seen the trailer for Black Ops and for Medal of Honor, so which is it going to be for you guys, if any?
Both.
Yeah, probably both.
I'm not discriminating.
Yeah. We got Follow-Up Fridays from Frustrated Fury, Jay Borsick, and Muggsy333, as well as D-Huff and John WUK and H-Dogger, and Frustrated Fury again. Sodoom says, I wrote last time about my buddy hating Borderlands. It says, the same buddy left for Peru. Can you please give him a shout-out? So there you go.
Sodoom,
buddy who left for Peru.
Shout.
Here's your shout-out.
Let it all out.
Shout. Let it all out.
Shut up, pedo.
And God.
Eddie Bishop says, congrats to ZT.
Thank you.
He says, also, I'm pumped for Alan Wake and Red Dead Tuesday. How about you guys?
I am. I just wish I had time to play them.
Yeah.
Oh, and this is apparently the guy who's vacationing in Peru. Tyrant94 says, hey, N4G, here vacationing in Peru and spreading the gospel of N4G.
Oh, sweet. We're being spread around Peru like a disease.
just don't spread us around Russia right now, because I'm pretty sure my accent probably cost us our entire Russian listener base.
Probably.
Says, looking forward to coming home to Lost Planet 2, Alan Wake, Red Dead, and he says, Viva N4G.
Definitely. There's too many good games right now.
Mumbo101 says, do you think any game this year will be as huge a release as Reach is looking to be? As far as sales, not likely.
Yeah. No.
Unless there's a hidden gem somewhere in between now and the end of the year. But I doubt it.
I really don't think anything can touch Reach.
No.
The only thing that could would be something on the Wii, like...
Mario Galaxy?
No.
If the new Zelda came out this year, maybe. Or if Nintendo announces a new Wii Sports that's comes out before the end of the year, that would probably do...
Wii Play 2.
There you go. With a free controller.
Yeah, with... what's that thing called?
Motion Plus.
Motion Plus.
The vitality sensor.
No.
Ragnarok251 says, glad to see you guys back in the studio. We're glad to be here.
Indeed.
Fixer says, time for a Mexican standoff with you guys in Red Dead Redemption. Says again, congrats on the new Baby Zero.
Thank you. He knows that I have no time to play games now.
Article 31 says, I assume in relation to our having a show again this week, says, yes, praise the Lord, and congratulations. And then he posted a picture, I assume it was the movie poster of Yes Man that
yes.
Jim Carrey was in, and it's just got Jim Carrey running through a field with his arms wide open, and it says yes, real big on it. Shotcaller 33 says, what to do, N4G crew? Good to hear you back to do what you do.
Indubitably.
Indubitably. Jay Borsick says, hey guys, wish I could have been there to celebrate your return, but I'm at work bagging groceries to make some money for Tuesday. Because apparently someone else is using the corner he usually hooks on.
Oh, snap.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, Jason's pedo van took over.
Jeez, man.
Chamberungo says, welcome back. I mean that in the nicest way. Welcome back, bitches. I mean that in the nicest way possible. It says, my life has felt incomplete these past 2 weeks.
We're glad to be back, bitches.
Yeah.
Silfo says, what else is there to say other than congrats on the baby's ET?
Thank you.
Wishing you and your wife all the best.
Oh, it's definitely been fun.
Settled Falcon, which is undoubtedly better than an unsettled Falcon, says, it's great to have you guys back. Missed the show big time. Congrats for the babies.
Just one.
Just one so far.
Just Uno so far.
Just Uno so far. Dave Dixon says, hey guys, love the show, and especially the English accents.
Says,
keep up the good work. This is Shadowtron. He's from the UK.
He sounds like a Transformer.
Yeah.
Shadowtron, transform.
He turns into a shadow.
Okay.
Gray F34, last but not least, says, hey guys, I just graduated last night and now I'm working today. Ain't life a bitch?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. It has begun.
You just got started.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on graduating anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. That's all the tweets we've got. So thank you guys for sending your messages in. As always, if you're not following us on Twitter, it's at N4G Podcast. You can follow us all individually at ZTGD, at Killer Wolverine, at GambusCon, and at R Womble.
Yes, and now I have to go trade my controller in for a diaper.
Do it.
So,
and, let us know how you like the new N4G, the news boiler.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's really nice. They did a really stellar job on, you know, the new design.
Yeah, he picked a great week to put it up with Kat on vacation and me having a baby.
Yeah. It went well, though.
Okay. It did. I was like, I came back and I'm like, oh, snap, I need to help. I can't.
So it's really well designed. It really looks clean and good, and like it.
Everybody who's into movies needs to go over to Film Watch because that site rocks.
Yes.
Yes.
There you go.
I checked it out last night.
Yeah. Go more.
Okay. I'll go right now.
Go.
Okay.
All right. Well, Gambus, do you have any shout outs or anything before we get out of here?
Yeah. The same type of shout outs I do every week. The Evolve Gaming Podcast, the Pink and Deadly Podcast, Numb Thumb Gaming, the Post Game Report, and I have a new addition this week. This gentleman, his name is Steven. He goes by the name of, well, his real name is, well, I'll just call him, I'll just say his name, Steven. He goes by the name of Shanghai Six. And he does a podcast called Front Towards Gamer. And it's really cool. The font looks like G.I. Joe. It's called Front Towards Gamer. And I guess he wants to have me on his podcast. So
great.
Yeah, so I might be on his show pretty soon.
Expanding out.
Yeah.
Gambus, you are our ambassador. We couldn't have picked a better one, because if we'd have sent Killer Wolverine around to all these other podcasts, he'd have been throwing stuff at people, and he'd have done already got us blacklisted a couple places.
That's very true.
Yeah, I know.
You got to contain me, keep me in my cage.
Yeah.
Rawr!
He's a little.
It's not in Jason's pedo van.
No.
Oh God!
It's not a cage you want to be in.
No.
I feel like I'm stereotyped here.
You know what else isn't a cage you want to be in? Johnny Cage.
Yes, I agree with you. I don't want to be in Johnny Cage.
Yeah.
Okay. On that note, I think I'm done. So.
Yeah, I think so too.
Mr. Khan, if you would be so kind.
Alrighty then. It goes something like this.
She is a natural. She is a centerfold, and you wonder how to make her look your way. She's supernatural, a raven-haired spectacle, and turns every head that passes away. Her. You stumble on just what to say.
today.